So let me go to the title of today's video placard. Video graphic. If you're following us on the Crusade Channel TV on the Roku, please rate our channel and tell everyone you know. If you want some sense and you want an eye on the inside of the purge and the installation of the Biden regime and all the evil that's coming with it and what you can do about it, you need to be watching or listening to the Crusade Channel all day long, but beginning every weekday morning at 7 Eastern, and that is, 4 a.m. on the left coast here. The headline of today's graphic is this: MAGA purge was planned, and the election fraud protest was the catalyst. Now, Catherine Herridge is a very experienced, reputable reporter. She was I'm not sure of all of her pedigree, but I know she was at Fox News for a while. Then she moved over to CBS, and I'm not sure if she is still what her capacity with the CBS is. But she was reporting yesterday, and you could see this on Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you, Twitter. You can see this. She was reporting yesterday on what Raheem Kassam of the National Post was reporting on or had reported on. And that was, and I'll just share it with you here. That was that the timeline, here it is. She is still with CBS. Okay, I thought I saw CBS. I didn't want to say it without the doc, without in front of me. This is from Catherine Herridge, Capitol Building Timeline. Critical window Wednesday is coming into focus. That's from 12:30. P.M. to 13:15, so it's 12:30 to 13:15. That's noon 30 to 1:15 p.m. military time. While POTUS addressed the rally, plus before he concluded, a group was already pushing onto the grounds of the Capitol building, and first pipe bomb was discovered at 12:45 p.m. at the RNC, and the second pipe bomb at the DNC. Now, those bombs were discovered while Trump was speaking. Not afterwards, while he was addressing the MAGA faithful. And then she has a link to a picture she puts in there, because people like them pictures, Catherine Herridge does. National Explosive Task Force, quick look report, 7 January 2021. Explosive-related activity on day of riots in Mordor and the Potomac River. Now, this is their report. Somebody said, but Raheem Kassam, yeah, but he didn't get this report because they came out with it yesterday. At approximately 12:45 Eastern Standard Time on 6 January 2021, the United States Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia, Metro Transit Police, blah, 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 and all the rest, and the ATF people, and FBI Washington Field Office, received reports of a suspected pipe bomb with wires at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee in D.C., at approximately 13:15, a second pipe bomb with similar description was reported at the headquarters of the Democrat National Circus. Now, Trump's speech ended at 13:11. So these bombs were basically discovered and phoned in while he was talking. It would have been impossible for anyone that genuinely was a MAGA faithful and went to the Capitol, drove hundreds upon hundreds, maybe over 1,000 miles, or flew, or whatever, to go to the Electoral College rally for to not certify the vote or to support the president, or whatever they called it. If you go all the way there and you go to see the president, you wait until Trump gets up there and speaks, and then you listen to him and you watch him until the end, and then you go wherever you're going to go and you talk about what you saw. You don't leave in the middle of it. I've never been to a political rally or any event of that sort where I left in the middle of it, especially not one that I wanted to be at. So this BS that, oh, there were tens of thousands of them that snuck over to the Capitol. No, those were Antifa plants. Those people were bussed in. There's video evidence and proof of this. In any event, the fact that Catherine Herridge is reporting on this for CBS News. Now, of course, this is after the fact now. And then she has a second page here. Analysis. Pipe bombs may have been effort. Now, again, this is at CBS underscore Harridge. So I'm not talking about some blog out there that Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell appear on. Are you saying you trust the MSM? No, but I've been watching Catherine Harridge for over 20 years, and she's an old-school reporter. When I say old-school, I mean she does due diligence. She does good work. There are still people out there that are capable of actually doing good work. I think Ms. Harridge is one of them. What is the one that, Justin follows? Her name escapes me, Hal. She got whacked from CBS News because she was doing too good of work. But in any event, then Catherine Harridge reports this. Here's the analysis. Pipe bombs may have been effort to pull first responders from Capitol, further weakening security, or to maim lawmakers evacuating. And then there's a picture, suspected IDDs, improvised incendiary devices, also found near Capitol, not known or connected or separate pipe bombs. And then she's, this is again from the report. These are bombs. These are things that are that were placed in a cooler, basically. And there's a picture because people like in pictures there. And then there's a description of it. Here's the point. Now, going back to my question earlier, not the one about Trump in San Antonio, about what happened to the investigations here. Again, our problem is we have goodwill. We treat people with goodwill. We grant them the trust, and that's why I started off with a little tidbit about the AP writers' poll and the way that the bowl games used to be played on New Year's Day. Remember, that's why it's right. And the erosion of trust and even the sources for those trusts are almost all gone. It's gone. We would have in a vast wasteland of just what it was like just a mere 15 years ago. But good people, good Christian men and women of goodwill still trust. Why? Because Christ told us to. This is a blind spot, and this is where the demonically inspired, infused, cooperative, whatever you want to call it, this is where they take advantage. They take advantage of your goodwill. They took advantage of the goodwill. All of those people that went to Mordor, you know, they're trying to knock the count down now. And I don't know why. Wouldn't you want more of us to come after and purge and persecute, lock up and ruin lives? You know, they knocked the count down to 600,000 people. I've heard 1.1 to 1.3 million was the count on last Wednesday. The goodwill of all those people was that we think Congress is going to do the right thing. We got our guys in Congress. They're saying that they're going to object. We think the objection should be heard. And out of goodwill, then maybe the state legislatures, then out of goodwill, will hold separate meetings. They'll be convened, and they'll reconsider the error they have obviously made. That was all an act of faith and goodwill. You know what happened? Are you ready? I'm just adding this to the vocabulary. That way I don't have to use the blue bleep button anymore for effect. They were all pinched upon. It was a bunch of bullpens, is what it was. In other words, it was a setup. Do you think it's any coincidence that the event then, that all the members of the Senate and the House all of a sudden were, yeah, I'm not going to object anymore because we had some people that invaded the Capitol? Was your objection principled and constitutional? Was it based on facts or wasn't it? What the hell is the guy with the Viking horns? What the hell is that guy making his way into the Capitol while you were cowering in a tunnel underneath it? What does that have to do with the question of whether or not there was fraud? It makes absolutely... Somebody connect that dot for me. It doesn't make any sense. It's what we call, in Latin, a non sequitur. It does not follow. And I'm not being hyperbolic. I think I'm being very logical and reasonable here. And then you mean to tell me that all the events that came after that, that the pithy explanation of Trump incited the riot. He sent all those people. Well, again, that's a physical impossibility. Now, could some of them have gotten there after the Capitol Hill police had opened all the barricades and had let people near the Capitol and into it if they wanted to? Well, yeah, that did happen. But they weren't responsible for it. They were told, oh, no, you can go in. It's free museum day in the Capitol. Get a free tour, but you don't have to have the tour guide. Again, we keep playing right in, because we were men and women of goodwill, you keep playing right into the bad guy's hands. They were sitting back there, and they were just going like, oh, these idiots are actually going to do it. They were sitting there going like, I can't believe they're going to fall for this. From the election to the hoodwinking that went on. By the by, I'll just say this again. In our Crusade Stadium chat room, the only social media left we're socializing in, someone says, we got Rickrolled. Let me just tell you something, pal. I have never been Rickrolled. No one Rickrolls me. I do the Rickrolling. We all got Rickrolled. Put the timeline together and then look at what has happened. And it's undeniable that last Wednesday was used as the touchstone. That was the, all right, that's the signal event. Just like on election night, the signal event to the software hackers and the fake mail-in ballot stuffing people, and hey, time out on counting the votes, was Fox News, FAUX fake Fox News, which, by the way, is now less than half of what it was that this time last year in television ratings. That was the signal to begin the operations.